So the war came to an end May 2nd.
May 2nd, 1945.
Tell me, when the Allied forces were coming in, the jubilation?
When they, the soldiers, have the kitchen, you know, we used to go to, they threw the food away, you know, a lot of them. Everybody was so hungry, they stopped it. Whatever was left, stay in line, and they gave everybody plates. After 6-7 months, I got in shape. I was gaining weight, flesh, and I got a 10-speed bike. I waited 4 years when President Truman signed all the refugees. You can go to Australia, you can go to Canada, you can go. I signed up for USA. I remember my grandpa, he went during the Depression in New York. He was a good ladies tailor. And grandma started writing, come, the cost come and still want you. He went back. If he would stick it out and bring the whole family, we wouldn't have to go through this. But who in the hell know it?
So you signed up to the United States.
Yeah.
How did
After 6 months, they called me. They asked me, if you're a communist. I say, anybody want to know about communism, let them come talk to me. I said, communism, I hate it. Communist? I said, no way. If I have to be in jail in Russia, I'm free. No way. A lot of Jewish boys went.
Went where?
They went to Russia. One of them was an artist, so he got in the movie business.
So they asked you first, are you a communist?
Oh, yeah. I said, nobody's going to sell me communism.
So was that all they needed to know from you?
All they had to need to know, but I had no problem. They checked me. A lot of boys had tuberculosis. They couldn't let them in. A lot of them arrested in the German jails. They was canceled.
So if they'd been arrested in the German jail and they had a health problem, the United States wouldn't let them in.
That's right. If they checked you had anything to do with the police, was in jail in Germany, you couldn't come.
Where are you when they ask these questions?
In Munich.
In Munich,
all right. Yeah.
So then he said, we'll let you in to the United States.
It was so. When they checked all the papers and everything before, you know, I got in the mail, you got your visa.
Mm.
I already prepared a big wooden box. I had clothes, I had some silverware, I had a Leica camera, I had a Breitling watch. But I was on the black market. I used to buy the $20 gold pieces for $54. You went to France, you could sell for $58. I went with a Jewish captain from Brooklyn. He spoke German, French. He said, Chairman, I got money. I said, look, you got money, we can buy $20 gold pieces, but you got to make me an identification card. You know, he was with the MP. He said, I will take care of this. We got 50 pieces. It was quite a bit of money. So we went to Paris, and I showed him who to go. We sold it, made a good profit. And then he said, Chairman, we're getting ready to go back. I said, Peter, it's a lot of young girls like the nylon holes. Paris was the place to get. I said, let's get some nylon holes. He said, are you sure? I said, Peter, I know what I'm telling you. Whatever money you got, I say, let's get the holes. We bought it, we made money again. He gave me $500. John, I was young, but...
You were a tailor, but you were a businessman.
I was a business guy.
Yes, you
I
were.
Never told anybody in Germany I'm a tailor. I said, oh, this I will have time. But well, I came, believe it or not, I'm telling you this, with $5,000.
To the United States.
You wouldn't believe it the way I smuggled it in.
How?
I got some the condoms.
Condoms?
Put $100 bills. And I got some toothpaste. I got a toothpaste out. Filled it in the tubes.
You put money in condoms.
In condoms.
In the tube.
In the tube. Nobody checked you.
So could you get $5,000 that way?
I had two, three
tubes.
And I had my shaving. That's what I used to care always. I never turned it loose when I was on the ship. General McNay was the Navy ship. Won't use the night, I thought, that's it. I had the cover, the silverware, the camera, and I had my Breitling. Every German officer, the pilot, was getting a Breitling, the stopwatch. I gave it to my son, and I gave my son the camera and the silverware.